Thanks, Ambassador.
Yeah.
Very good.
Thank you.
Hello?
Ambassador Goldberg on 9-1.
Hello?
President?
Hi, Arthur, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Oh, I'm kind of groggy. I'm just getting ready to go to lunch. I've been.
Your lunch is too late, I must say.
I do, but I go late and then take a little nap. Try to.
First of all, I wanted to say that you made a damn good speech on Benito.
Well,
it was just in the right tone.
You had trouble finding it though in the Times, didn't you?
Well, yes. The Times doesn't do very well by any of our speeches.
I saw it over on page 18.
They bury anything that is said, but they put our mutual friend Bill Fulbright on the front page.
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't see anything in any of the newspapers that I spent 4 hours before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee yesterday.
No, what happened?
And they all congratulated me and said it was wonderful, the best statement that was ever made. But I couldn't even find a reference that I was in Washington yesterday.
Well, I didn't know that. I'll be darned.
I guess I'm not much newsworthy anymore.
How are we doing? I didn't know it. What were you talking about?
Vietnam, to China, anything they wanted to ask me about.
Mm-hmm.
I went there and I said I'd be glad the UN, what we did at the UN, how we handled the matter at the Security Council, why Wayne Morris was wrong, that we had done everything we could do, and I didn't see anything about it. Several newspaper men around there afterwards. They asked me questions, but I haven't said a damn word about it.
So before I forget it, I got a note from Dorothy. I took that up with McNamara. They don't furnish any transportation for anybody's wives, even including the First Lady. Won't let them do it unless there's some persons that are eligible for it that they normally furnish them. And she's come back and said that some of the men are going to be invited. Now, I would work up my plans and then just talk to McNamara about it when you get them ready. That's very frankly just for your confidential information.
Yeah.
That tipped the scales why I went up there yesterday. They wouldn't furnish the plane. I wanted to go because I wanted to show my respect for Seller and what he'd done with me on civil rights back in 57 and 60 when he helped me. And he'd always tried to be helpful, but I wasn't positive I could go until they told me that they couldn't take his committee and they couldn't take his colleagues from the New York delegation because they couldn't assign a plane for the wife of a funeral because he'd get criticism. Now they think they'd get they think it'd be a dozen speeches made about hauling wives in government transportation, just like hauling children. But if the congressmen are going themselves, they have a right to take their wives. So if you include them, tell Dorothy I would love to do it, and if I had the planes or it was private, I would do it. But I think that they think the military will be coming issue on it, and I would just, what I'd try to do at the same time she wants the women, I'd ask the men and see that some of them did come.
We'll do a joint.
That's what I'd do.
We can work that out. I didn't want to lay down a schedule of time on the men that wasn't related to the legislative program.
That's right. Well, I'd find out the leadership to give me a night or two, and
sure.
And then I think it would be a very excellent thing, and I think it's a... it's something that I would do, and I would encourage it anyway, except for the political part of it. They spent all day yesterday debating Humphrey's house, and they're looking for things like that on this year. And men usually talk about the things that's about the size of them, and there are a lot of them that are not much bigger than a trip to New York.
Good. Well, we'll work it out that way. I'm on my way out to the coast. I'm going to speak at the Parker Convocation.
Oh, good. Well, we need somebody in California. I'm glad you're going.
And I think I've written out a speech. I did it on the plane. I'm going to send you a copy. It's
uh-huh.
A little new slant on the Vietnamese situation.
All right.
And you'll be interested.
I'll look at it.
I'll send you a copy. I'll probably get a few eggs thrown at me.
Well, I hope not.
I'll meet to meet with the peacenik.
Well,
they sent a telegram, and they thought I'd duck it, but I said no, that I would meet with.
All right. Well, the don't get into the shape that Harold Wilson did. Don't let him hit your eye.
No, I'll duck. I'm a little better. By the way, he sends his best to you.
That's good.
He's great admirer of yours.
Well, thank you. I'm glad.
And he's a good fellow.
Good.
He's in by about 80 votes.
Wonderful. I'm
not any judge of what's happening.
Oh, that's wonderful. I hope so.
Yeah, and it's good. He's been a good friend.
Okay.
I'll see you on Monday.
Bye.
Waiting.